Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good to be here.
Yeah, busy time for you.
It is. This is when at the height of your planting season for gardens.
So this is a good time to be talking with Byron. So now's the time for just about everything, but in particular, you were telling me it's high time to plant tomatoes.
It's time right now to plant tomatoes. The nurseries, supply houses are full of nice-looking plants this year and plenty of different varieties. And just pick your favorite varieties and plant three or four varieties of plants, even if it's just two plants of each variety.
Does the quality of the plants vary from year to year a lot?
Yeah, it varies quite a bit from year to year, but they've been especially good looking this year.
Huh. And you mentioned the varieties, so what are the best varieties?
I like Celebrity. I like the plant of Romas and Improved Porter and Early Girl or Early Boy, one of those.
And Early Girl and Early Boy.
Or Early Boy or Big Boys. Better Boys, there's about 7,500 varieties of tomatoes available,
but
I believe it is.
You suggest planting several varieties.
Yes.
Just kind of hedging your bets there, is that the idea?
That's hedging your bets, and then you get some of them are better for canning than others. Romas, when you get them, the early ones are fairly big, and they're excellent canners. And when you can tomatoes, be sure and put some basil leaves in there, and that improves the flavor dramatically.
All right, good. What's the most popular variety in Northeast Texas, would you guess?
I would guess Celebrity is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear a lot about that. Yeah. Some people have a lot of success, and some people have less success. So what's one or two keys to having good success with tomatoes?
Well, getting them planted at the right time. If you plant them too early, the frost is going to get them. Some of the heavy rains will tend to beat the soil down, which cuts the oxygen supply to the roots. So keep that stirred so that the plants get proper aeration.
Keep the soil loose.
Yes, mm-hmm. Keep the soil loose. Keep the weeds out and the soil loose. And the garden is almost full-time occupation if you want it to be.
I think that's the truth. We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Now, you're high on asparagus.
Yes.
This time of year.
Everybody loves fresh asparagus, especially if it comes right out of the garden, you know. And if you plant a nice asparagus bed, it's going to be with you for as long as you live if you take good care of it.
Well, that was the interesting thing as we were talking before the mics came on. You don't have to replant asparagus.
No, you don't.
Wow.
Yes.
It'll come back
every year.
It's a perennial.
Yes. If the first real killing frost will kill the ferns back. Those roots are down there, and they just keep coming back year after year after year. I've had my garden asparagus patch for 30 some odd years.
It
comes back.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. And does it expand, or does it stay pretty much the same?
It will expand. It's not real invasive, but I've got a steel liner or edge around the garden, and first thing you know, it'll be growing up on the other side. So those roots spread, but they're very slow, you know, spreading. So heck, if they come up in the rest of the garden, you just move the edge a little bit farther out.
And it's very productive. It produces a lot of asparagus.
It'll produce when you make an asparagus bed, you don't harvest it at all for 2 years. You just take good care of it. And the third year, you can start harvesting. And you harvest it all for about 2 or 3 months, and then you let it let it go. Don't harvest anymore. And the asparagus shoots, the kind that you eat, grow tall and they turn into ferns. And the female ones will have berries on them and the male ones won't. Now you want to cut the tops off those with the berries and throw those away. You don't want the seeds sprouting in your bed, because it comes up little wiry plants, and they're professional gardeners call them weeds. and they never get any bigger than that.
But if you're going to do it, you're looking a couple of years ahead before you're really going to have asparagus to eat.
Be patient.
Interesting. So it's a long-term project.
But then once you do it, it's done.
Okay, that sounds good. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You bet. Always good to have a good cup of strong coffee.
Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.